Austin was sawing through a manhole-sized slab of beef at his father's favorite steakhouse. He just told Kurt Austin Sr. about the strange orca attack and his rescue from certain death at the hands of a spider-tattooed powerboater. Kurt's father identified the man immediately. Spider-Man Barrett, an eccentric multimillionaire who made his fortune in computers. The elder Austin was speaking when his son felt his cell phone vibrating. He excused himself and took the call in the lobby. Looking at Austin from the video phone's tiny display screen was a dark-complexioned man with thick black hair combed straight back. Joe Zavala was a member of Austin's special assignments team, who had been recruited by Sandecker right out of the New York Maritime College. He was a brilliant marine engineer whose expertise in designing submersibles had found a ready niche at NUMA.
"Glad to see you're still in one piece," Zavala said. "The orca attack on your kayak race is all over the news. Are you okay?"
"I'm fine. In fact, you might say I had a whale of a time. But I'm having dinner with my father, so I'll have to fill you in when I get back in a couple of days."
"Looks like you'll be back in Washington sooner than that. We've been ordered to sail out of Norfolk tomorrow night. Do you know Joe Adler?"
"The name sounds familiar. Isn't he a wave guy out at Scripps?"
"He's one of the foremost ocean wave experts in the world. We're going to help him find the Southern Belle."
"I remember reading about the Southern Belle. She's the big container ship that went down last March."
"That's right. Rudy called me. Adler wants you on a project. Apparently he's got some clout because Rudy agreed to his request."
Rudy Gunn was in charge of NUMA's day-to-day operations.
"That's odd. I've never met Adler. Sure he didn't make a mistake? There are a dozen guys at NUMA who've worked searches. Why me?"
"Rudy says he didn't have a clue. But Adler has an international reputation, so we went along with his request to help find a ship."
"Interesting. The Belle went down off the mid-Atlantic coast. How close is the search area to where the Trouts are working?"
Paul and Gamay Trout, the other members of the special assignments team, were in the midst of an ocean survey.
"Close enough so that we can raft up and have a party," Zavala said. "I've already packed the tequila.
While you line up a caterer, I'll change my plane reservations and let you know when I'm coming in.
I'll meet you at the airport. We'll have a plane waiting to fly us to Norfolk."
They discussed a few more details and hung up. Kurt pondered the request from Adler, then went back to his table to tell his father he would be leaving in the morning. If Austin was annoyed about his son's change in plans, he didn't show it. He thanked Kurt for coming to Seattle for the kayak race, and they vowed to get together again when they had more time. The deck lights were ablaze when the NUMA car carrying Austin and Zavala pulled up to the dock at Norfolk. Austin climbed the gangway with a jaunty step. He was happy to be going back to sea and excited about sailing on the research vessel Peter Throckmorton, one of the newest ships in the NUMA fleet. He owed the mysterious Dr. Adler a debt for inviting him on the search expedition. The 275-foot ship was named after one of the early pioneers in nautical archaeology. Throckmorton had proven that archaeological methods could work underwater, spurring a whole era of discovery. The ship was a seagoing workhorse. It was designed with versatility in mind, and its remote sensing equipment could just as easily explore an underwater city as a field of hypothermal ocean vents. One of the ship's officers greeted the NUMA men at the top of the gangway.
"Captain Cabral welcomes you aboard the Throckmorton and wishes you a pleasant trip."
Austin knew the captain, Tony Cabral, from other NUMA expeditions and looked forward to seeing him again.
"Please thank the captain. Tell him we're pleased to be sailing under his command."
With the brief formalities over, a crewman escorted them to their comfortable cabins. They dropped off their duffel bags and went to find Adler. At the suggestion of the crewman, they looked for him in the vessel's survey control center.